Justinian's first military priority was the ongoing war with the Sasanian Empire he had inherited from his uncle. The Sasanian Empire was a Persian empire in modern Iran, founded in 224 AD by Artashir I, who is a descendant of Sasan, hence the modern term Sasanian for Artashir's new Persian Empire. The Sasanians emphasized Persian language and culture and supported the state religion of Zoroastrianism. On the second coin by Ctesiphon, the capital of the Sasanian Empire, you can see two attendants stood either side of flames atop a pillar on steps. This is an Ateshdan, a fire altar, and is a symbol of the Zoroastrian faith. The two other coins show Kavad I and Khusrau I, who were the Sasanian emperors at the time of Justinian. Both wear large ornate crowns, which were unique in form to each emperor. The coin captions show you the inscriptions in the original Pahlavi letters, then their assumed pronunciation, then their rough translation. In 527, the Sasanian emperor, or Shahanshah, meaning the King of Kings, was Kavad I. Unlike the Roman Empire, where successful military men such as Justin could become emperor, the Sasanian succession was much more overtly dynastic. Kavad I had many sons, so succession was not straightforward, and fratricidal warfare was likely. According to Procopius, Kavad favoured his son Khusrau.
Then indeed, a sort of anxiety came over Kavad, lest the Persians should make some attempt to overthrow his house as soon as he should end his life. For it was certain that he would not pass on the kingdom to any one of his sons without opposition. For while the law called to the throne the eldest of his children, Kawus, by reason of his age, he was by no means pleasing to Kavad, and the father's judgment did violence to the law of nature and of custom as well. And Zamasp, who was second in age, having had one of his eyes struck out, was prevented by the law. For it is not lawful for a one-eyed man, or one having any other deformity, to become king over the Persians. But Khusrau, the father, loved exceedingly. Seeing, however, that all the Persians, practically speaking, felt an extravagant admiration for the manliness of Zamasp, for he was a capable warrior, and worshipped his other virtues, he feared lest they should rise against Khusrau and do irreparable harm to the family and to the kingdom.
Despite Kavad's anxieties, however, Khusrau did come to the Persian throne on Kavad's death in 531 as Khusrau I. A year later, in 532, according to another chronicler and contemporary of Justinian, John Malalas of Antioch.
In that year, Hermogenes and Rufinus returned from Persia, bringing with them a peace treaty between the two states of Rome and Persia for the duration of the life of both. The region of Pharyngium was restored to the Persians with all their prisoners, while the forts that had been captured by the Persians were restored to the Romans with those captured in them. The two rulers agreed and stated explicitly in the treaty that they were brothers according to the ancient custom, and that if one of them required money or men in a military alliance, they should provide it without dispute.